It's the Rule of Threes podcast. I'm Chris Grace.
I'm Casey Lawrence.
It's June 17th, 2018.
Ooh-wee, right in the middle of the offseason.
Yeah, 6 days after the finals ended.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess nothing's really happened, and the offseason's boring, and there's nothing to talk about.
Hang on.
What?
Hang on.
What's that, Casey? Hang
on. I just got this in. We have so much to talk about.
I cannot believe the way the NBA offseason works now.
It's crazy.
It's like... I mean, it's endlessly entertaining. It is a 365 days a year league.
And if you don't know what we're talking to, of course, we're referring to the fact that Adrian Wojnarowski dropped the information bomb we were looking for this quickly into the offseason, that Kawhi Leonard is unhappy and wants out. Specifically, he wants to go to Los Angeles.
Which is... amazing news for as Lakers fans.
Yes, and amazing news for Clippers fans who will get themselves excited only to lose in the last second.
Yeah, like usual. Yeah. I don't think he's like, oh, that'd be weird if he went to the Clippers.
It would be, you know, because like I guess then it's him and Doc Rivers.
He'd be ruining his career, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, maybe he's already ruining his career by asking for this, you know. I don't know. It's an interesting thing because he's a California guy. Mm-hmm. He went to San Diego State.
Yep.
He's from California. I mean, that makes sense that he'd want to be close to home, maybe.
Yeah.
And California's a great place. I live there. It's great. I love it.
I mean, I live there as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's how we're able to do this podcast. Oh, I don't fly in.
You don't fly into this
to
podcast?
This garage.
Okay, well.
I mean, that's news to you, but...
Yeah, I mean...
I've created a seamless picture as if I live here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it certainly seems like it.
So, what's Kawhi's... Okay, just so everyone knows all the details, what's Kawhi's contract situation?
Okay, so Kawhi has 1 year left on his current deal, mm-hmm. which extends into next season, and he is going to be eligible for the Supermax with
because
San Antonio.
He made, like, the All-NBA team or something, or...?
Correct. There's All-NBA
Supermax
teams.
Is, like, a special version of the Max contract.
Correct.
That if you be like if you're MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, or like All NBA,
yeah,
you get to sign an even crazier contract.
Yeah, for an even higher percentage of the salary cap.
Yeah.
So I think it's normally like 25% of the salary cap, and this lets you sign for 30% of the salary cap in your base starting year.
That means Rudy Gobert can mm-hmm. sign a Supermax.
No, there's like a number of All NBA teams you have to make.
Oh,
he's not
okay.
eligible yet, but he. Okay.
But
he
didn't
might
he get Defensive Player of the Year?
There's something.
Oh,
where he's
there's
not
a
ready
few
yet.
Boxes you
yeah,
have to.
You
check
gotta
off.
You gotta check some boxes.
So that means that
they called it the Derrick Rose rule because Derrick Rose wanted to sign a bigger deal and he got MVP and then was able to.
Huh?
And then now he's...
And, I mean, that contract was clearly worth it.
Definitely.
Because of all the productivity he had after that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So any... Whoever has Kawhi next year, they have him for next year for sure.
Yes,
so,
and that's it.
Yes, and that's it.
1 year.
And so the Spurs don't have to trade him right now.
No.
They don't really have to do anything.
No.
But whoever... If they were to trade him, whoever is taking him has to deal with... Does he immediately extend? Do I have to deal with a year from now him extending?
There's no... He's not going to extend. And the reason he's not going to extend is because it doesn't make any sense for him to extend under the current deal. The only thing that makes sense for him is to sign a new contract after his current contract expires.
Okay.
So no extension in the cards unless he was to stay with San Antonio. And I think he says he doesn't want to. So if he goes to a new team, there's no reason to extend. You would just sign a new contract after your...
By the way, this has really changed from 7 days ago. Because 7 days ago, there was things of Kawhi wants to meet with Greg Popovich, the coach, and he is confident they can work something out.
Well, I mean, do you think any of it has to do with the fact that... the rumor that Popovich is going to step down after he's done with the Olympics in
2020? I don't think that helps. But there's clearly a disconnect between him and Pop, too,
yeah,
at this point.
I mean, is it the fact that he's... staying for two more years, that's the problem, or that he's going to be gone and he actually wants him to stay. You know, there's so much that we don't know.
Yeah. I love the unsavoriness of this entire story.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish that the Spurs were an organization that leaked more.
Yeah, because they don't leak often, but, you know, I mean, you could tell stuff was up last season. There were weird quotes that came out of the locker room. You know, Tony Parker. said some weird stuff about the people who were there, and Manu Ginobili made some comments too. It was kind of a, it's kind of an interesting and weird situation that I, you know, it's not fun to watch people do that kind of weird stuff when they're genuinely likable people, like most of the people on the Spurs are. But it is fun when the rumors are that the Lakers could get
that. Yeah, for sure. Also, I don't think, to me, Kawhi is not a particularly likable player. He's not a dislikable player. He's just sort of like an...
You got to get on those HEB commercials. Have you watched all of those?
Yes. I mean, I haven't watched all of them, but I grew up in Texas, so I have seen HEB commercials.
Every Spurs HEB commercial just makes you like the Spurs players so much more, because they're so funny, and Manu's hilarious, and Tony's hilarious, and all the role players that get those...
Well, if only they would show some of that personality in non-regional commercials.
Truly, that's what we need from them.
Because one of the questions also is, if the Spurs end up with LeBron, what will his HEB commercials look like?
Oh my goodness.
And will he do them? And people, and the Spurs read it, they were like, yes, he has to do them.
Oh, he definitely has to do them, and he's got to bring his kids along. Yeah. All right.
So I can't wait for the book that reveals everything about this Kawhi thing.
Oh man.
I don't know who's gonna write it.
Who's the Tim McMahon, the beat writer for the Texas?
Yeah, I mean, it's there for the taking. Yeah. Whatever Spurs beat writer wants to write a book about this. Because I love those. Like, I love The Last Season. I love 7 Seconds or Less or whatever. Like, yeah. I love all the books that are like, we're going to tell you about what happened this one season.
Prickly Spurs, The Downfall of Pop's Regime.
Mm-hmm. Broken Spurs.
Ooh.
So if you were the Spurs, well, first of all, we don't really know what the source of the issue is.
No.
The rumor is that it's their mishandling of his injury.
Yeah, and another big part of it is that right now, this is the time when people are posturing. This is like, this is like, we're going to send out whatever makes us look good to the press and like try to leak whatever we can to try to make sure that we get, you know, whatever we need with Kawhi's people, or Kawhi leak stuff, or the Spurs leak stuff. This is like, this is straight rumor season. You know, we are firing rumor missives back from all interested parties. So I don't know what the Spurs do other than like wait for it to calm down a little bit,
right?
And try to get what they can, because if they really feel the writing's on the wall, they've got to get off of his deal and get whatever they can for him before they lose him for nothing in the offseason.
I guess the thing, it's interesting, back when Dwight Howard was on the team, I was never totally convinced that it was bad if a team got nothing for whoever.
Okay.
Because sometimes the teams that are so obsessed with like, we've got to sign and trade, or we've got to trade or whatever, we've got to get something back, a lot of times what they get back is like not great. And sometimes mucks up their situation even further.
Okay, yeah. If you get a real weird bad trade return, then yes, you can muck up your situation. But I don't think that the Spurs would do that unless they're
not gonna take Luol Deng back.
I mean, no, right? Either that, or you know, you need to find somebody to flip Luol to or something. You know, I don't know.
I still don't understand why almost everything I've read about LeBron and Kawhi analysis with the Lakers, it's like nobody acknowledges that they can stretch him.
They can, and it...
They're always like, they gotta trade Luol Deng to someone else, as opposed to just stretching him.
So, with the stretch, you know, there's still some of his deal that's on the books every year for those 5 years that he'd have to be stretched for, because he's got 2 years left on the contract, and the stretch works in the way that you would add a year, and then, multiply by two, and then add a year, and then average out the rest of the money on the deal over those. So, it was like, it's got like, $14 million a year, something like that.
Ends up being like 10 or something.
So actually over 5 years ends up being like $6 million a year.
Okay.
Right.
Right now, if they stretch him, they can just sign Paul George and LeBron like outright. Right now,
Yeah. But if they find a way to trade him to somebody who would then stretch him, that helps their books. And especially like lets them get Kawhi on the team, after you would, sign those two guys. So
we could end up with LeBron, Paul George, and Kawhi.
Yeah, three people who all play the same fucking
position.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I don't even know, like, yes, it'd great, be great for our NBA 2K team.
Yeah,
I mean, have the three of them on there.
You know, I mean, what, it'd also be great for Lonzo Ball.
I mean, it'd be Lonzo Ball, who's at shooting guard, Paul George?
Josh Hart.
Oh, Lonzo Ball. Wait, then who's at center?
Josh Hart.
I mean, if it's like Lonzo Ball, Paul George, we'll put Paul George at shooting guard.
Yeah.
Kawhi at small forward, LeBron at power forward, and our center is
Zaza Pachulia.
Or Zubats.
Oh, Ivica. Well, we might have to renounce him to sign all these free agents.
Yeah, I mean, it seems unlikely that we would have... We'd have to give up either Randall or Ingram or Kuzma.
In the trade for Kawhi,
yeah.
There's no way that San Antonio does that trade without getting at least Ingram and Kuz.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only way that you're like, okay, I can stomach the fact that this is happening.
Now, I will say, I think that this might not be a bad time to sell high on Kyle Kuzma.
Don't do this to me.
I'm
Don't
just
do
saying... This to me. Because it might even be not a bad time to say hi. I'm Brandon Ingram.
Don't do this to me.
I'm not totally convinced.
Okay. I was thinking about this last week. Just like, what does it mean to get good players on your team, and what does it mean to have players that you like and you know from being on your team for a long time, and you know, getting that bond with those players. Mm-hmm. Like it truly just in a like. Purely selfish way, I want it all. I want our players that we have, that we love, to be good, and then to win with them. Since I'm a Lakers fan, I've been around for championships. I have that. I don't know if I need that. I just need my team to be fun and good and win and be in the playoffs.
You know, I was thinking of something similar this week that I think for your team and anybody's team, I think all you need are young guys that are exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And old guys that... You like and play hard.
Yeah.
That's, you don't, if you get championships, great.
Yeah. I love winning a championship with anything. Like, it's great. I love it when I'm doing it in my NBA 2K. I love winning a championship. But, like, you know, we're people who understand that, you know, one team wins every year and there are 30 teams and all of these people have their hopes and dreams in this. And it just isn't going to happen all the time for every team.
Yeah. I mean, we also have the luxury of having experienced it. So many times.
We're rich beyond our wildest dreams.
In the modern era, Lakers have won more championships than anyone else. So don't count the stupid fucking Celtics ones from the 40s or whatever it is.
No, of course not. The 1920s Celtics with Bill Russell, we don't count those.
Yeah. When there were only two teams and they played, and the other team was the Washington Generals.
Yes.
And they just played over and over.
Yeah.
Those don't count. I think that's why. If you're a homegrown fan of the Warriors, the accusations about like you guys sort of cheated the system don't really resonate because like their team was generated through good old like player development, drafting, and then Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And player luck and
development, luck, drafting, Kevin Durant.
But they're nowhere near like the Yankees of the NBA where they just go and buy like the best team.
Or oh, whatever. No, especially because in the NBA you can't do that the way that you can in MLB with no salary cap.
Yeah. Side note, I had an argument on Reddit last week with a Miami Heat fan and had a good time looking at their salary situation for next year.
Ooh, it is rough. Really bad.
The Miami Heat had the fourth highest salary this year.
Yeah.
And next year have the highest salary.
Well, that makes sense because they were the fourth best team in the league.
Oh, yeah. Because in the NBA, you can just buy wins.
Yeah. And extend whoever you want. And, like, when are they going to put Pat Riley out to pasture?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want
to
know.
They're paying, like, $90 million to, like, Whiteside.
Dragic.
Dragic. But even Richardson, Dragic is the most, like,
He's the reason why. Josh Richardson.
Uh-huh.
And Josh Richardson is pretty good. James Johnson, also. Is worth like 6 to 10.
Yeah, they have crazy contracts on that team.
Tyler Johnson too.
Yes,
that's the guy who is like Tyler Johnson. Man, you kind of messed up on that contract. It's tough. It's tough to build a team in the NBA, and I think the Miami Heat are one of the prime examples of being like, oh wow, that's real tough.
Yeah. Question for you.
Yo,
as a Lakers fan.
Yes.
LeBron, Paul George, Kawhi, all healthy at 100% capacity.
Yes.
Pick two.
LeBron, Kawhi.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They probably well, you know what? Together, they make 1.5 players.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
one of them plays both sides of the court.
And then there will be times when they all make one player because Kawhi can take a break on offense because Lonzo Ball is going to be dropping dimes
to
all of our free agent buyer line pickups like Marco Bellinelli. And
that's right. Machine Gortat.
Yes.
I don't know. I think that it will be very fun to see Lonzo play with those guys.
Yeah.
Because Lonzo is a very ball non-dominant point guard.
Yeah, he doesn't need the ball in his hands to make stuff happen. He'll come off screens, he'll look for people. Basically, like he has I don't know, it feels like he and Kevin Love have the same kind of like, let's look down the court and see what we can do from the backcourt.
And also he moves the ball. So I would say like, I forget who, it might have been the original Isaiah Thomas talking about like selfish assists, but in the sense that like Russell Westbrook sort of has selfish assists.
Where he like, it could score immediately and instead he dumps the ball off to get that selfish assist.
But also like he moves the ball when it's an assist, but he doesn't necessarily move the ball because it should be moved.
Got it. So he's not going to get very many hockey assists.
Exactly. In the same way that I think people want, the Warriors want Kevin Durant to get those hockey assists.
Yeah.
I would say Lonzo Ball is almost all hockey assists. Like he moves the ball sort of just like, the ball should be further down the court. There's somebody down there. Generally, that's going to give us a better opportunity. I don't necessarily see it as like an exact assist right now, but I'm going to move it just because it should be moved.
Yeah.
So I think that's good if he plays with somebody like LeBron or Paul George or Kawhi. I don't think that Kawhi is really going to end up with us.
I don't know. Everything feels weird about all the way this is going down.
Everything feels weird about everything because when you look at, and we're going to talk about LeBron watch in a little bit, but when you look at all the destinations for him, everybody seems so convinced that like the Lakers is the best, like the most likely team to have the flexibility to get him and the best situation for him.
Yeah.
And it just seems like in years past, whenever we've been like, well, it's obviously this.
Yeah. Like, it like often last year, Paul George to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, and he went to Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Also like the Spurs would have to get a great deal back to motivate sending their best player to a conference like nemesis.
I was reading something on Twitter. Somebody said, it would be foolish of them to worry about that because they're not going to compete in the West for a while. And even the team that Kawhi is going to go for might not compete in the West for a while. So, you know, you just got to get the best return for him instead of worrying about like whether you're going to get fleeced by Danny Ainge in the East or not, you know?
Right. Like the other, like I think Woj was saying that, you know, the Celtics are in a good position to trade for him.
Yeah, trade Kyrie for Kawhi. That's, you don't need Kyrie. You got scary Terry missing buckets Rozier.
They were saying,
scary jump shot Terry.
They were saying Jaylen Brown, Rozier, and like two 2019 picks. They have four picks in next year's draft.
Yeah, well, you know, they're like me in every NBA 2K league, is trade all your players for a bunch of draft picks and then get those computer-generated college players.
Ooh, oh.
Nice.
The ones with, like, his name is, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Hassan Antetokounmpo's.
Yes, yeah. I don't know. He's definitely a brother of somebody who played in this league. They only have so many last names they can make up for.
Yeah, NBA I mean, 2K. Look, 5 years from now, we're going to talk about Kostas and... LiAngelo as the best players in the league.
Say what you will about LiAngelo because he's trash.
Yeah.
But Kostas has a guarantee from a team to draft him.
Oh, does he?
He's not working out for anybody anymore.
Oh,
yeah, that's going to happen. He's going to go, and it's interesting. And I just feel so bad for Thanasis.
Uh-huh.
Because he...
Is he younger or older?
He's the older brother, and he is just not as good. Uh-huh. He played for the Westchester Knicks, and he played for, like, New York for, like, three games, and he's just, like, not good. Oh. It's a bummer.
Well, I mean, like, you know, Seth Curry is not as good as Stephen Curry.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, like, when you are out, you know, or, like, overshadowed by your sibling in a specific, very visible way, like, what does that mean for your mental health? Like, how does that?
Yeah, I mean, we should ask Brooke and Robin Lopez and the Collins brothers.
I mean, did either of them outshine each other? I think very much on a similar level. Like, same with Markeef and Marcus Morris. Like,
that's true.
It's like those guys sort of. It's not like the clear like. Whoa, man. And like, and I think that's like weird that we named three sets of twins who were all like pretty much like similar. Like, yeah. And I'm not going to say that Brooke and Robin are the same. They play differently.
They play different positions, weirdly.
Sort of.
Like, I remember when they, is it Markeef and Marcus that play different positions?
They're the ones that like, they say one of them is a power forward, one of them is a small
forward. Yeah, I always thought that was weird.
Both power forwards.
But they often, so maybe that was more a relic of like, we're on the same team, we can't play the same position.
Yes, definitely.
And then the other one is Jason and what's the other one?
Jaron. J-A-R-R-O-N. I know how to spell it.
I know one way that Jason's different than Jaron.
Yes. What is it? Oh, he doesn't coach.
That, yep, that's what, DC doesn't coach. Yep, that's what I meant. So do you think the Spurs make a move now or do you think they wait?
I think they wait. And the reason I think they
when?
Wait, I think they wait until free agency stuff is settled. And truthfully, you know, that's probably when they're going to get their best offer from other teams. And they might get their best offer from the Lakers beforehand.
Yeah.
And they might pass on that to try to get a best offer from other teams.
What's the danger of we go into the, as if we're the Spurs, like they go into the season with Kawhi, like he could conceivably like sit out.
He could sit out.
And then we're getting close to like February deadline. Like, would it, does the quality of their offers just like steadily go down?
Oh, it goes down, you know, so hard. Because, like, you know, if you get a whole season of Kawhi, that's better than half a season of Kawhi.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the only two teams that have reasonable expectations that he's going to stay afterwards are the Lakers and the Clippers.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the quality of those offers.
So then you're renting him from February to the end of the year. Then you would only do that if you're like, we're going to make a playoff push.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it limits the pool.
So, yeah, trade him to Golden State.
Someone on Reddit
would you rather have Klay Thompson or Kawhi Leonard?
Mm. And what about this rumor that he wants to not be the alpha dog? Did you see that?
Because
then he could flip right into that Klay Thompson slot.
He definitely could. He's not as good a shooter as Klay, but he's not like such a worse shooter.
But he's a much better creator in every other way.
Yes.
And probably similar or better defender.
Yeah. Yeah. Better defender.
Yeah, sure.
Would you rather have Kawhi or Draymond?
Draymond. For the Warrior system, I'd rather have Draymond.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it feels like he's the heart, right?
Yeah. And I feel like he's the one of the pieces that makes their system work in a way that if you took him out and put in a similar guy, it wouldn't work as well.
Yeah. Okay, all right. How about this one? The most serious one of all. Would you rather have Kawhi or Nick Young?
Ooh. Tough.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Kawhi or Julius Randle.
No.
Kawhi. By hair.
Oh,
by hair.
You didn't have to answer that.
No, but just...
No,
just,
I, no just from my heart, you didn't need to...
Yeah. Because we know it's really Nick Young.
It's Nick Young. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
So somehow Kawhi ended up being the story of the offseason so far when we expected it to all be about...
LeBron.
Like, you know, it seemed to me after the last game, it was like, okay, now we got 3 months of talking about LeBron. And Kawhi, like, took that away. But LeBron is still the biggest chip on the table.
Yes, he is. And what hilarity has ensued for this amazing offseason of LeBron. I think it's so funny that everybody is speculating and people are speculating publicly and nobody knows shit. Nobody knows anything.
Everyone's like, he's coming to our team, basically.
Yeah, shout out to Deadspin and their LeBron Watch series, which has been hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Just they've been posting any bullshit piece of rumor about LeBron and definitively saying that he's going to that place.
Uh-huh.
So he's definitively going to the Lakers, the Knicks, the Heat, the Cavs, the Nuggets. It's everywhere. It's so funny because really it's just showing how dumb all of this speculation is,
mm-hmm.
right? All of the speculation is so dumb. Like, can we just throw this out there? It's fun. I'm not saying it's not fun. It's not great to do, but it's dumb because the important analysis comes from when we watch the fucking basketball, when every piece is in a certain place.
Yeah. Or if somebody has actual reportage where they've like gotten an actual interview with an actual person, as opposed to like reading the tea leaves of, you know, well, they didn't shake hands after they walked out of the hotel or whatever.
So you're telling me that it's not cool to interview Earl Boykins and ask him if where LeBron's going. And then when he says that he's definitely got a 40% chance to go to the Denver Nuggets. Uh-huh. Like,
or the, what? The like, oh, actually, that was about Kawhi, but pulling back and talking, like, somebody pulled up, like, a Nate Robinson interview about Kawhi that was, like, it was like, he's leaving the Spurs because he knows a big bag is coming. If he doesn't leave the Spurs, that bag isn't coming. And they were talking about, like, shoe endorsements or something like that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because, like, man, you can definitely entice me to go places with a big bag.
Oh, you mean literally just a big duffel bag?
Yeah. I'll see a bag, I'll be like, ooh. What's in that bag? Uh-huh. And I'll follow like, you like a couple of blocks. Like I will literally try to find out what's in the bag.
I will say this off season is, and I think it's because we're a little bit inured to it fancy word for my high school vocabulary. it's more fun. It feels less fraught with doom than the decision.
Yeah, and I think I know why.
Why?
Because what does any of it matter? Because the Warriors are still so good.
Right, and he got Cleveland one championship.
Yeah.
So they sort of got that monkey off their back.
I don't think Cleveland's going to be mad at him. I don't think they're going to burn his jersey. I don't think there's going to be like a villain LeBron.
I mean, in this case, this is why if you're thinking of like LeBron playing 4D chess, this is why it's brilliant to have Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith on your team.
Yeah.
You know, in the sense that he kind of engineered like an awful teamer. This is why he should be thanking J.R. Smith for that mistake.
Because that's the key that frees him from having to stay in a Dan Gilbert team.
I do think that play was a lot of people are like, well, what is he supposed to do? He scores 50 points and look, his teammates don't even know what the score is. And that was like a little bit of like this iconic crystallization of like, you know what, LeBron, go ahead and leave, you know?
Get out right now. It's the end of you and me.
That's right. Yeah. What is that?
I think it's Jessie J.
Oh.
2003.
She's been around that long?
Maybe. I don't know. My memory on that.
Oh, Jesse Jackson, the politician.
Yes. Yeah. It's Jesse Jackson.
So, as I said before, a lot of people are like, Lakers are the clearest place for him to go because they have the most cap space. Which, by the way, like, was something that Lakers clearing the cap space has been something that's been talked about for like 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And if it turns out that it ends up getting LeBron, it's pretty not only brilliant, but also a little bit like, why didn't any other teams do this? Like, they've had time to figure themselves out.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. But I think that part of it's like, you know, it took a lot. Like emotionally for the team to be bad for so long to do that, right? You clear out the cap space and you do it over the course of many seasons. This team has been shit for 4 years now.
Yeah.
Right. It's tough to watch that happen.
How many, are we going into our second or third Magic Johnson Palinka year?
This is because last year was the first draft with Magic Johnson.
Oh, okay. So we really had one.
We're starting year one and a half.
Okay. So I have to say that they've done a very good job picking up the pieces that Jimmy left.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like they were able to, you know, like get off of the Clarkson contract, get a first round draft pick this year, you know, find a way to make it so that the, you know, they didn't sign, like basically the Kentavious Caldwell Pope contract was a stroke of genius from them because they were able to pay any amount of money to a guy who was like whatever and took it for 1 year and like
sort of like the JJ Redick contract.
Yes, yeah, like you need because there's a salary floor in the NBA too.
Yeah,
right. You got to spend at least 90% of the salary cap on your team, which is so wild that every year you've got that floor that you have to hit. So how do you hoard cap space? Because players want multi-year deals. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that, like, if you don't hit the floor every year, you have to actually pay the dividends from where the floor would be to the players on your team.
Oh.
So their contracts automatically get bigger if you don't hit the floor. That's which cool. is like a very interesting and weird thing that usually never happens, because teams will trade for contracts that are very expensive at the end of the year.
By the way, I'm hearing a lot of socialism in this setup.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, like, a lot of it is that there, and like the owners say it's to protect them from, you know, making I don't know.
I mean, I love it. I think this is like what's good, why it's good to have a union.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's good for the players.
This is why, can you imagine if the local, like Jack in the Box was like, you know, we're going to cut down to 2 employees. And then the employees were like, yeah, but you have a salary floor. Our hourly wages just went up to like $21 an hour.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I mean, yeah, we'll work on the numbers there, but yes. Yeah.
I mean, imagine originally they had 100 employees.
Okay, so yeah, then if they had 100 employees,
Casey's a math,
and they went down to 2, major. And their normal was 12, then you're factoring that by like 48.
Uh-huh.
So like it'd be like $400-$500 an hour.
Yep, for those this is how I want Jack in the Boxes to be run.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And then great. I can go on my night of free tacos, because do they still do that?
No, they don't. And the tacos aren't even 99 cents anymore.
Wait, how much are they?
I think they're like $1.30.
And the Lakers can't hold a team below 100, and I can get...
No, not anymore.
This fucking country is going to shit.
Yeah, no, truly, it's a disaster.
If I make a list of the top issues in the country,
Jack in the Box
tacos too expensive. Yeah. Number two, I can't get free ones.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think we're going to see LeBron in a Lakers uniform next year?
Gun to my head, I say yes.
And I do have a gun to Casey's head.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty rough.
That's one of the things. That's one of the premises of the podcast. We probably should have highlighted that more.
Yes. Yeah.
That we have both. We both have a gun to each other's head, like Russian roulette style.
Yeah. And if we don't talk enough nice things about LeBron, we will.
Yeah. Which I should have been shot.
Yeah. A long time. It was tough.
It will be. I think this podcast will be fascinating to listen to if we get LeBron. Because I will have to figure out how I feel about
that. Oh, your mental gymnastics. You've got many hoops to jump through for your fandom and your emotional
I just
health.
Hope if he comes that he plays at a 95% level of what he's playing now.
Yeah.
Because if he drops off and we get like Jordan on the Wizards,
yeah,
then I'm just going to be livid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that happening just because no other player has kept this like career path. Ever, right?
Well, I will say
to play
that
this well into this late,
yeah,
is unprecedented, and I don't know if we can predict his fall off in the same way that we would predict other people's fall off.
I think he will not have a gentle fall off. I think that
think
he will
a violent rough
I, and
go
I,
of it,
and I think he will pretty readily retire. Okay. He's not going to have a Carmelo Anthony decline. he won't allow that.
Okay.
As part of his image.
That's interesting.
To be honest, I kind of trust Pelinka.
Yeah.
In that.
Signed a 2-year deal instead of a 4-year deal?
Well, I think he's got a good head on his shoulders about what to do because, or rather, I trust him to make, he might sign LeBron for all the years, but yeah. I trust him to not go crazy, crippling the team with other deals around it.
Okay, yeah. We're not going to get the Tristan JR buddy contracts.
Yeah, because I think that if you look at the... somebody on some podcast mentioned, he hasn't left franchises in great shape when he leaves them.
No.
So that's sort of what I'm worried about. And I think Pelinka will not let that happen.
Okay, yeah. Let's put our trust in the man.
LeBron, I mean, the Lakers are the Lakers. They are sort of like the top Laker girls. they're sort of the most favored spot for him right now.
Yes. People are saying that that's number one. And then number two is Philly. And that's great because if he signs with Philly, he could probably find a way to put it in his contract that he owns the team because they don't have a GM right now.
There's no like conflict of interest with for
you're not allowed to do that. That was a joke. Oh. TM joke.
Wait, they don't have an owner?
They don't have a GM.
And
then because of that, their ability to make a contract that is good is bad. So I'm now explaining the joke, and it is a disaster.
I got mixed up with Detroit.
Oh, yes, Detroit.
Who does also not...
Has both now.
Oh, they have a coach. They got Casey.
They got Dwayne Casey. And hot drama alert.
Oh.
Detroit and Toronto are going to have some beef this year.
Oh.
Because Dwayne Casey is mad as hell...
That he got fired?
That the Raptors hired his lead assistant, Nick Nurse.
Did he want to bring him to Detroit?
No. Now they're not talking. He thinks that Nurse sabotaged him.
No. How did he sabotage him?
By saying to the management, hey, get rid of Casey. Hire me. I have a better plan for the team.
Did Nick Nurse make them lose 4 games in a row to the Cavaliers?
No. We can place the blame on that solely on the shoulders of Jonas Valanciunas.
By the way, I love the name Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse, great name.
Great name. That is a bizarre thing to think. I think it's very clear if you get swept, you should expect to get fired.
You know,
unless you're Toronto.
If you've got high expectations, right? That's the thing.
The distance out of all the teams this year, probably the distance going into playoffs, the distance between expectation and result is probably the biggest gap is the Raptors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think. I'm trying to think of who, like, exceeded their expectations. Maybe even the Pacers exceeded theirs.
Yeah.
But, like, and the Celtics. The
Pelicans?
Pelicans, yeah. People were happy that the Celtics got as far. People were honestly happy that the Cavaliers got to the finals. But the Raptors, I mean, you should expect to get fired after that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If Nick Nurse, like, put it in someone's ear to fire him, it wasn't a strong word that was needed for that to happen, in my opinion.
Just the winds of whispers of change.
That's right. Who's Detroit's GM now?
I think they went with Bauer.
Okay.
Jeff Bauer, who used to be a GM for New Orleans.
So, Philly needs one.
Yes.
Presumably, they would need one. They would need someone to meet with LeBron, like, in a meeting. Unless it's just him going to meet an owner.
Yeah.
And Brett Brown.
Yeah.
You know... Maybe so, but they have moved. They have pieces they have to move, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, for example, the Lakers. If the Lakers didn't have a GM, they could probably meet with LeBron because it'd be like, we're just signing you for like we're not negotiating a deal, and we don't need to move any pieces. Just come in, sign this piece of paper.
Yeah,
and it's done. But Philly has to move some stuff.
Yeah,
and make some decisions about like Saric and that kind of crew, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because they're keeping. For sure, Ben Simmons, and keeping Embiid.
Keeping Embiid.
And keeping Fultz.
Yeah, because there's no reason to get off of Fultz yet.
and probably Redick is a question mark.
Yeah, I mean, that he'll be a domino that will fall after the rest of everybody falls.
I wonder if with Redick, they're like, you know, I read somewhere he had career highs in like all his categories this year.
Yeah, I mean, he played great.
Yeah.
He had a late stage LeBron version of a J.J. Redick career.
Yeah, exactly.
Career year.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, I feel like LeBron's career has emulated J.J. Redick's in many ways.
I do have to give a rule of threes fact check to a Casey Lawrence statement.
Oh.
Jeff Bauer is no longer the GM of the Pistons. So you were right. They are vacant in their GM position.
So not great.
No.
Like 4 days from the draft.
No, not great. But you know what? I don't think they have... Do they not have a pick because they traded for... No, they don't have a pick
in
the first round because they traded for... traded for Blake Griffin.
Do the Phillies have a pick?
Philadelphia Phillies have a pick? Yes, they do.
I mean, does the Philly monster guy, does he have a pick?
Yes, the Philly Fanatic.
Philly
is
Fanatic.
Who you were looking for. The monster is in Boston, and it's a wall. A green monster.
The Sixers. They have a pick
the Sixers
on Thursday?
Do have a pick.
Good Lord.
Of course they have a pick. They're so, the Sixers. It's not a great pick, but it's a pick.
So I guess then Brett Brown just walks in and makes that pick.
Yeah.
Or
maybe they'll hire a GM today and this podcast will be outdated.
Or they tweet at Brian Colangelo's wife and say, who would you pick?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know, anybody but Fultz.
Okay, yeah.
Why don't you ask Embiid about his physicals or whatever.
I think the best thing about that whole saga is that it ruins the Colangelo's family for NBA for life.
That's probably fine.
Right? Like, I don't have to hear about the Colangelos in NBA ever again, which is
pretty great. You don't have to hear about them running the Olympics and all that stuff.
No, yeah, I don't care about it. I'm very excited to not give a crud.
As we mentioned, this Thursday, June 21st, is the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Do you have thoughts about this draft?
Yes, I do. Here's my big thought about the draft, is that it's going to happen this Thursday, June 21st, and that there are players that are going to be drafted.
Going on a limb.
And I think the important thing is that it's going to happen, and it's going to be televised on ESPN.com.
Cool. Well, that's Casey's draft wrap-up.
That's my draft wrap-up.
I mean, the problem with you, for you with the draft is that it makes you watch college basketball, which you hate. I thought about this before when I was talking about, like, if I root for a team, I just want to have young, exciting players.
Yes.
And I want old players that I like and that play hard.
I do all my draft research at NBA Summer League, baby. Meet me in Vegas. Yeah. All right, we're going to Summer League.
Casey does all his research after the draft is over.
Yes, because I don't, like, I just, like, how am I supposed to follow both of these
things? Well, I will say that,
when I believe that college basketball should be eliminated.
I will say that I think the draft is kind of dumb. And, like, I think the thinking around it is dumb.
Yeah.
I think it's very clear that nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to look back at all the drafts that have ever been done since 1980 forward.
Yeah.
And see the vast majority of picks are bad picks or wrong, or, like, too high, too low, too, like, the wrong position. You totally mis-evaluated that player's talent.
Yeah.
You underestimated his personality issues.
Yep.
Like, 80% of picks are bad. And not only that, most of the drafts you see, everybody's in agreement about what the drafts picks should be. So, like there's not a lot of variance the day before the draft where somebody's like, you know, this person should be number one. Like, there aren't, like, four players that should be number one.
Yeah.
And four players that should be number two. It's always like, well, in the top three, everybody knows the top three.
Yeah, everybody knows. Everybody knows Bismack Biyombo was going to go in the top five because, you know, of course, Bismack Biyombo. Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows that Sam Bowie should go number one. You know, over Michael Jordan.
Sam Bowie was number two.
And was Hakeem number one?
Hakeem was number one.
Yeah. And that was, I always thought that was interesting because, like, Hakeem is actually, like, you know, obviously, you can
make that case.
Yeah, like, Jordan had a better career and all that, but, like, Hakeem's a great pick for you.
Hakeem, baby.
Hakeem. But, like, it would be one thing if all the picks were off and you look back and you're like, yeah, but this guy got it right this one year. Like, this guy was saying, like, no, don't, you know, take this player. But even now, there's so much, like, calcification of what we think the top three picks should be, if you look at all the pundits, that it just starts to be like, I'm picking because this other guy picked it. So right now, it seems like everybody's like, is his name DeAndre Ayton?
DeAndre Ayton.
Is going to be number one.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
Weirdly, like, 10 days ago, it was like, well, it's either going to be DeAndre Ayton or Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, it's going to be Doncic. Now Doncic is like, being, like, projected between 2 and, like, 10.
Yeah.
Depending on...
Yeah.
And, like, by the way, no one has played any basketball in between these two, like, evaluations.
That is not true.
Oh, who's played?
Luka Doncic. He's currently still playing.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the last time he played, wasn't he the EuroLeague MVP or something like that?
Yes. And he's still in the EuroLeague playoffs leading his team. Right? The only thing that's changed is the fact that people are like, well, he's not doing amazingly.
Yeah.
It's like,
but he's playing in, like, the second biggest professional league in the world.
Yes.
And was the MVP of it at age 19.
Yes.
So back to my point of, like, if I have a team of blah, 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 a team that might end up with him that I think would be in perfect position to not contend but be a fun team to watch is if he ends up with the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh.
Because then you've got this fun young player.
Yeah.
You've got Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah.
And you've got the quintessential old veteran that you like that is still fun to watch.
Yeah, you got your amazingly great Nerlens Noel.
You're amazing. Yeah, exactly.
No, of course it'd be very fun to have Dirk, like,
Dirk with Luka,
get in there and be like, all right, okay, young gun, let me, like, show you what it means to be an NBA player. Like, I know what it's like to come from Europe. All right, I know what it's like to like get over here and, like, feel weird about everything. Like,
yeah,
I can show you what it's like. I think that'd be a really great team for him to come through on. Yeah. And, like, you know, I feel like I would want him to go to Memphis if we're talking realness here. But, you know, I don't know what these teams are going to do because, you know, I haven't talked to anyone or like whatever.
Like, I think that would be, that's the kind of team that I think should, that non-contending teams should aspire to be.
Okay.
So for like, cause like we knew the Lakers weren't going to, we pretty much knew they weren't going to make the playoffs. They sniffed the playoffs a little bit, but like we knew they weren't going to contend for a championship.
Yeah.
But this year's Lakers team was very fun to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. So it, you know, even though we're often like Lakers only care about championships, like these are the kind, I think, feel like this is a way that you can build up a fun, positive team to watch that, you know, is not going to be a contender.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and from what I've seen of Doncic, he's very fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, man. The passes.
Yeah. He actually whipped a pass that I saw. And I guess this is a disappointing comp for some people. I don't know. But, like, okay. He reminds me of Tony Kukoc.
Okay.
The way he throws the ball around. He reminds me of there's a European way of passing.
Yeah.
That Tony Kukoc would do and, like, Rudy Fernandez would do.
Yeah.
Like a long-limbed... Even though he didn't like Sabonis stuff, there's a way of passing that they have that's different than American passing. And it might just be that, like, I feel like in American fundamental basketball, you're taught to like keep your arm motion very compact,
yeah,
like chest passes. And
yes,
the opposite end of the spectrum for that is like Jason Kidd and Lonzo,
yeah,
tend to like the ball like is out of their fingers like really fast.
Yeah.
Whereas there's like a Manu does this too.
Yeah.
Where he's throwing the ball like with his arm fully extended and like whipping the ball around.
Yeah.
That Luka Doncic also does. That's awesome. Very fun to watch. And I think he'll be, you know, although he did gloat after breaking someone's ankles. He like made fun of the guy.
Yeah.
And I did in that moment want him to get dunked on.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
And he will get dunked on.
Of course, everybody's going to get dunked on. It's the NBA.
Yeah.
But you want it to be pretty good dunking.
Yeah, I think. Or I want his ankles to get broken.
Got it. Okay, so I got a little game I want to play.
Okay,
I'm going to name you three potential draft picks.
Cool.
Okay, and you're going to tell me which two of them are real basketball players and which one of them is a made up basketball player.
Okay,
it's gonna be a little hard. It's gonna be tough. All right, I'm gonna name you three of them. You ready?
Okay.
Jaren Jackson Jr.
Oh boy.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Wendell Porter Jr.
Okay.
All right. Kevin Knox.
Okay.
All right. Those are the three.
And one of them is not real. So I'm tempted to say Wendell Porter Jr. because I know that Michael Porter Jr. is in the lottery this year. However, I have this weird thought that he had a brother that's also up to be drafted.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go with Jaren Jackson Jr. as being the lie.
All right. That is not true. Jaren Jackson Jr. is the projected number three pick.
What? Oh, yes. You know what threw me off is the junior part.
The junior part. That's right.
Because I visualize that as hyphenated.
Yes.
Jackson Jr. Yes.
All right. Do you want to switch your answer?
Then I'll say that Kevin Knox is the fake one.
Kevin Knox is the real one.
Ah.
Kevin Knox is the projected pick to the Knicks. The fake one is...
Wendell Porter Jr.,
who is a portmanteau of Wendell Carter Jr. and Michael Porter Jr., who are both players who are going to be drafted.
Michael Porter Jr., who moved high schools so that he could be coached by his father.
Yep.
And that, maybe that's why.
Okay. All right. You ready for the next one?
Who am I trying to... There's somebody that has, like, a brother that's also being drafted. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Are you ready?
And it's not Costas. Yes.
Okay. Lonnie Walker IV.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Marvin Bagley III.
Okay.
Okay. Jimmy Sexton V.
Ooh. So, wait. I'm taking into account their numbers at the end? Because Marvin Bagley, I know, is a real player.
Yes.
I'm going to say that he's real. I've heard of somebody named Sexton. I don't know if his first name is Jimmy. I'm going to say that Lonnie Walker is the fake one.
Lonnie Walker is the real one.
God damn it.
I'm doing this in a way that is like I'm making it hard for you.
Okay. Because Lonnie Walker's
real. Jimmy Sexton V is fake.
I guess the Colin I should have Sexton realized. Is real. Okay, Colin Sexton is real. Damn it.
Mostly there are so many juniors, fourths, and fifths in this projected draft.
Yeah. I mean, we're already at a place where...
Do you want to know who the brother you were thinking of was?
Yes.
Pretty sure that it's Aaron Holiday.
Is that?
I think he's Drew Holiday's brother.
Oh. And you think Costas is going to get drafted?
Costas.
Is that his name?
Yes, I do think Costas.
Because he's not working out for somebody.
That is correct.
And you don't think LiAngelo is going to get drafted?
I don't think LiAngelo is going to get drafted. And the reason I don't think LiAngelo is going to get drafted is because LiAngelo Ball is garbage and is never going to be good. And he might play in the D League. That, I think, is a thing that could happen.
Yeah, by D League, you mean like a fake league that's created just when they say, like, you can play in the D League. Oh, not the G. You can't play in the G League. You can play in the D League.
Yes. Okay, yes. You got me there. Let me amend my statement.
No. I think you're right.
Damn it.
I think that there's going to be LeVar is going to set up a thing called the D League that's just for LiAngelo and a bunch of, like, fake players around him.
All right.
I think LiAngelo, I watched some footage of a workout that he did. Oh,
you mean one where he made a bunch of three-pointers and layups against nobody in the Lakers court?
No, actually, I watched him in the... It's a thing... This is weird. So if you don't get invited to the NBA Combine, there's another thing called the Professional Basketball Combine.
Okay.
And I watched him...
I play professional basketball.
It sounds very much like a... Oh, your kid didn't get invited to a combine? Well, pay us $10,000 and he can be part of this combine. And he was in that, and there's like scrimmage footage from there. And he was not impressive. He was fine. I think that he's the kind of player that if you run into him at a 24-hour fitness, he's going to probably destroy you.
Yeah.
But like, you know, he actually seems like a player who should have become a tight end in the NFL.
Yeah. He feels stocky. He feels like he's strong.
Like he's Tony Gonzalez, basically. Yeah. Okay. Like Tony Gonzalez was, who I think played for UCLA.
No.
Who did he play for? He was a decent basketball player.
Yeah.
But like not like you could even argue that Rick Fox should have become a tight end in the NFL. Do you have more names for me?
No, that's it. That's all I wanted to do those because those were the confusing and hard ones.
Those are Marvin Bagley is a fourth.
He's order? Marvin Bagley the third.
Oh, third. Yeah. So beyond that, you don't care that much about this draft?
No. Mostly because, you know, it's part of the thing with, you know, the talking about it before we know about it. And I just, you know, I just don't know. And part of the reason I don't know is because... college basketball should be abolished.
Yeah. So
that's my hot take.
And what's the latest news on the one and done rule going away?
Nothing new. No okay. news. There's nothing happening there yet.
That does apply though in the case that LeBron said his greatest basketball achievement would be for him to be on the same court as Bronny.
Yeah.
His son. And Bronny is how old now?
Bronny is going to be starting high school.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
So he's got to go through five years.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they get rid of one and done, then he could be 4 years.
Yeah.
So that means maybe LeBron wants to stay with the Lakers that long.
I can see the sweat on your eyebrows.
Then you're getting there. Well, because I don't care what you say. He already doesn't play defense. LeBron 5 years from now is not even across half court.
Okay.
He's just going to be like, remember.
And think about how good it would be to have a cherry picker all the time. Break the NBA.
Ask Vivek from the Sacramento Kings.
What if we just had a guy just like stay by the basket?
I mean, my stats guys tell me that we would win lots of games.
Pretty good.
So, are you even going to watch the draft?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
watch
the
draft.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the draft. I'm going to watch the first round until I have to go to all my shows on Thursday, just like you.
I just thought of something. What they should do is, on the night of the draft, leading up to it, instead of doing analysis, they should just, or like ESPN Classic, should just play former draft nights.
Yeah, I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see just like on that day, the draft from 5 years ago.
Okay, yeah, and see what the...
And have their like, well, this guy's not going to, you know.
Oh, but with commentary from now.
Oh, yeah,
from now would be pretty good. Cool, right? To like, or like do a live redraft
current
ceremony.
Stats.
Yeah.
Or just like footage of the guy at like Starbucks.
Like talking about all the fired GMs. Like, this pick cost this guy his job.
You could do it like pop-up video.
Yes. Oh, my God. That'd be pretty funny.
By the way, is Tyler Hansbrough still in the league?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's not. Okay. He was for a little bit. Boy, you're really offended by that.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess there's no reason for me to be that
offended. Really don't like lanky white players. You don't like Chandler.
I like Gordon Hayward.
He's not lanky.
He's so lanky. He and Chandler have the same exact body.
Do they share one body?
Yes, yeah. That's why he was only allowed. That's why Chandler was playing this year.
Oh, he didn't play.
And next year, Hayward's going to play. They just switch heads.
But I feel like you don't love Ryan Anderson.
He's not lanky. He's just tall.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
It's just that you hate Chandler more than anybody.
I don't like Chandler Parsons.
Okay, Chandler Parsons and Kim Jong-un are on our raft, and you have one rope to throw. Oh, you can only save one of them.
Do I not just put it around my own neck?
And hang yourself?
If I'm in a raft with
Chandler Parsons? No, you're not. You're on the boat.
Oh, okay. I'm on the boat, and they're on a raft.
They're like, help us.
Okay. So I can only save one of the two of them. Yes. The rope is, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, let's not get into the fact that a rope could save two people.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You've got...
There's one who's drowning to the left of me.
Yeah.
Joker's to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
You've got one life vest.
Okay, one life vest. Do I keep it for I'm just going to keep it for myself.
And let them both die.
Yeah.
That's a fair
because, like, if they come on board, then there's still only one life vest, and I'd have to kill them later when the boat sinks because either their incompetence made the boat sink.
Yeah, because Chandler got in there and mucked up the controls.
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to take a selfie, and he tripped, and he fell onto the controls.
Poor Chandler. What a poor millionaire he is.
Hey, you know, poor is definitely not a word I would use to describe him.
I wonder do you know off the top of your head how much money Chandler Parsons made this year?
I'm going to go with $19 million.
Good Lord. Do you think so?
Yes, because he signed a 4-year, $90 million deal.
By the way, what team am I looking for?
Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, it was like $495 million, something like that. He signed like a really hot deal with them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, pretty bad.
This is why, like, GMs and owners, like, they're just I mean, they deserve all the criticism they get.
Yeah.
Because people make bad decisions.
Yeah.
I'll tell you some other Memphis Grizzlies salaries before we get to Chandler.
Okay, well, you mean former highest paid player in the league, Mike Conley?
$28 million.
Yeah. When he signed his deal that first year after the cap went up, he was the highest player in the league that year.
Good Lord. Marc Gasol made 22.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's probably justified.
Yeah.
You know, injuries aside, he was a very productive player.
Yeah, of course.
Tyreek Evans only made 3.3.
Yeah, he was a scrap heap sign that they should have traded for stuff, and they missed out on trading him
because he had a little renaissance.
He had a great, great season.
Yeah. Mario Chalmers made 2.1.
Yeah, that's league minimum for him, right?
Probably so.
Because he's a 97-year veteran of the league, which is so weird to say.
He's a what?
I said 97, but, like, he's just been in the league for a long time, yeah. Which is weird to say about Mario Chalmers.
Who's Ben McLemore.
McLemore signed for 5.
5, exactly.
Yeah.
Jamichael Green?
Jamichael Green was a draft pick of theirs, and he's on, like, a $3 million contract?
8.5.
8.5. Oh, shit. Okay, all right.
Chandler Parsons is due to get paid for 3 more years.
Yes.
This past year, he made $23 million.
23. Oof. That's rough.
Come on.
That's rough. That's real rough.
Now, was Jerry West around the Grizzlies when any of these deals were made? Okay.
No, Jerry West was around the Clippers.
He was out. He's to the Clippers at that point. Yeah, he's going to remake the Clippers with Kawhi on his team.
I mean, you know what? That's the one thing the Clippers have going for them.
Yeah, that Jerry West can walk into the meeting with Kawhi and sort of...
Look at me. I'm the logo now.
I mean... I have heard through multiple sources, not of my own, just like media sources, that Jerry West can walk into a meeting and, like, really just win the meeting.
Yeah.
So if anybody can do it, if anybody can make the Clippers alluring, he can. Yeah. I would always be a little suspicious because Jerry West also, like, seems to change teams every 4 years. So, yeah. Like, you could be signing at something and he could be gone.
Well, no, you can't, because 4 years is exactly how long a max contract can go for somebody who's not on the team already.
No, I'm just saying, like...
Oh, because he's been with him for a year now.
Yeah, the, like, the you just don't know. Like, and yeah. You could be stuck with Doc Rivers. Doc and Austin Rivers.
And Lawrence Frank.
Lawrence Frank I'm okay with.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like he made... I feel like Lawrence Frank might have realized, like, I'm not head coach material.
He might have realized that he wasn't head coach material when the Nets banished him to be a report boy in the dungeon of the Barclays Center.
Yeah. That might have been a clue.
Yeah.
But apparently is a very good assistant coach and also a very good draft guy.
Hey, I know I am not a good draft guy. I'll tell you that much.
Well, we're going to be back later this week.
That's right.
We got some interview. We got a guest lined up. But also we'll do some draft reaction.
Yeah.
Because then we'll get to see Casey's reaction to 90-second clips of players he's never heard of.
Yeah, we are not going to do draft reaction because we are recording just before the draft.
Right. But we'll eventually have a reaction.
We should do some draft reactions.
Beforehand.
Oh, wow. That's my reaction to everything. Oh, wow.
I would like to plug... this is a little bit of work for you, the listener, but if you Google Chris Grace McSweeney's NBA, you can read my pre-draft analysis of the year that we had the lockout.
Oh.
I wrote a little pre-draft analysis of all the players reflecting the fact that they weren't going to play the next season.
Yeah.
So there's a little blurb about each player, and I got my little piece into McSweeney's.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
And what shows you have this week?
I got a couple of shows. I got a Monday night show with Bitchcoin. And we're playing at the... New York Ascendant Bitchcoin.
Doing better than the real Bitcoin.
They are on the downswing and we are on the upswing.
That's right.
I got Logan Everett's yearbook this Thursday at 8 p.m. in Silver Lake.
Cool.
And then it should be a fun week.
This week I have Magic to do at 7. I don't think we have. I don't think there's a certain weekend this month that I don't have Baby Wants Candy on Friday because of
FYC stuff.
No, because of DCM.
Oh, it's not this weekend.
Okay, it'd so be next weekend. Right because you'd be away. There's one night they like close in deference to DCM for some reason.
This doesn't make any.
Why do they
sense.
Close here when the marathon's over?
Yeah, that seems so weird.
I'd like to pitch another podcast that I started recently.
Listen to this one, y'all.
Did you listen to it?
No, I haven't listened to it.
Open Call with me and my husband, Eric.
Ooh.
It's just about theater. So if you're a person that is listening to this podcast and you also love theater and musical theater, listen to Open Call.
Awesome.
It's just me and Eric talking about the latest. It's basically this podcast, but the subject is theater.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
I mean, we don't talk about Chandler Parsons quite as much.
But, you know, if he went to the theater, you'd talk about Chandler Parsons.
Ooh, who would he be in theater? Because there's some actors that I fucking hate.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell anybody this, but to me, he'd be the Josh Gad.
Yeah, same level of attractiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And same level of salary.
Yes, yeah.
And 3-point shooting skill.
Yeah, wow. Okay, yeah.
Their ability to bring it in an NBA game, same as Josh Gad.
Yes. Yeah. Same ability to be in Frozen. Chandler Parsons. He could definitely be in Frozen.
Cool. So we'll see you later this week.
All right.
All right. Bye.